on demand.
Jim Stroud here.
Help!
Excuse me?
I need your help, outsourcing guru.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I need some new resumes, and I need them now.
New resumes needed. Well, what you really need is digability.
Dig a what?
Digability, the recruiter's guide to the internet.
I don't get it.
Well, I wrote a series of training guides that teach recruiters how to use the internet to find hidden resumes and leads to passive candidates.
Such as?
Well, Kooky Google Tricks is a training video I created that shows you how to use Google to find passive candidates. The Howling Yahoo Commandos shows you a lot of things you might not have known about the Yahoo search engine and things like that.
Well, what's the web address for your site so I can go check it out?
Sure, you can catch it on my website at www.jimstroud.com. That's www.jimstroud.com.
Okay, I'm looking through your stuff now, and wow, I want everything. Since it's the holidays and all, can you give me a deal?
Sure, why not? If you email me at jimstroud, that's J-I-M-S-T-R-O-U-D, at jimstroud.com, and put in your subject line, I want it all, then I'll give you everything for $100.
Gee, thanks, Jim. You're the best.
Thank you.
This special offer is good for December 2006 only. Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge. Hello, and welcome once again to this edition of the Recruiter's Lounge. I'm your host, Jim Stroud, and this show is big, really big. But before we get into that, let's just have a quick word from our sponsor. This podcast is being brought to you in part by Online Recruitment Magazine. Founded in 2000, Online Recruitment Magazine has grown to become the largest recruiter information portal on the web. With nearly 600,000 unique visitors in 2005, Online Recruitment Magazine is the voice in the recruiting industry. You can find them online at www.onrec.com. That's www.onrec.com.
Hello, this is Jim Stroud, and once again, you're in the Recruiter's Lounge, the place to be if you are a recruiter interested in hearing about my rants on the recruiting industry, news, commentary, and all those other wonderful things we talk about here in the lounge. Today, with me, sitting next to me, looking so nice and sweet, is Sandra Schwann, and just like the ice cream, she is just as sweet. How are you, Sandy?
Jim, I couldn't be better. Thank you very much.
Tell the good people who you are and the company you represent.
Okay. As Jim said, I am Sandy Schwann, and I work with Kensington International, and we are a retained executive search firm headquartered here in Chicago, but we do business around the world. We've been in business 20 years, and again, we do executive search, we do leadership development, and we do outplacement.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Well, I wanted you here in the lounge because I wanted you to assist me in an issue I was having with someone. A buddy of mine, we'll call him the Iceman,
okay.
And he's listening, so he knows that I'm referring to him. And Iceman says that he is in a job hunt. He has so many degrees already, but he's thinking about going back and getting some training, perhaps getting some certification in different areas and so forth. And I'll give him some advice, but I want to give him a bit more because he's still looking. How are you, Iceman? I'm waving at you. I know you can't see me, but I'm waving at you right now. So what I want to do is ask you on behalf of the Iceman, Sandy,
yes.
I am looking to improve my bottom line by applying for other jobs that I may need certification for. I'm in the technical arena, but I want to be sure that I am being certified and training on the good stuff. I don't want to waste my time and money training for something that no one is hiring for. So from your point of view, what are the best things to train for and certify myself in?
Jim, that's a great question. Let me ask you a couple of questions about the Iceman just to make sure that I don't make any assumptions here in my responses to you.
Sock it to me.
Okay. I'm socking it to you. That can be dangerous when you're calling me things like ice cream.
Be gentle with me, Sandy.
The Iceman, let me ask you, is he more of a senior-level IT professional or mid or junior?
He's a senior guy. Don't get too much senior than him.
Okay. Let me give you my perspective and something that I've been hearing out in the marketplace just in some of the searches that I've been doing, quite honestly as well over the past 17 years that I've been doing organization transformation work, which has typically been caused by technology, and looking at which of those IT leaders have succeeded and made it through those changes and continue to be quite hireable versus those that maybe don't do as well and continue to progress up the ladder or be as challenged and as accepted in the organizations that they work for. One of the questions or challenges that I've seen out in the marketplace from actually some interviews that I've done, primary and secondary research for C-level executives, CEOs and COOs that I've spoken to, is such a significant number of them, Jim, they don't think that their business and their technology strategies are aligned. Mm-hmm. And lots of times they'll then look at their senior technology executives like an Iceman and say, hey, what have you done for me lately? So one of the things that I always tell senior executives they need to do is focus on what I call the L's and M's of business and technology alignment, which is simply linking and leading, managing and measuring. So we can certainly talk about those. There's no special certification that people can get. They don't have to get the Sandy Schwann certification of the L's and M's, but just some general good management principles and ideas that I've found that C-level executives are requiring of their IT senior folks.
Okay, tell me again, leadership and linking and...
Oh, the L's and M's, link and lead, manage and measure.
Gotcha. That's just for those taking notes.
Well, I'm happy to give you one or two sentences about give those to Iceman and everybody else out there who's interested in learning if you'd like to hear about those now, Jim.
Please.
Great. So four little things to remember. Two first, just the L's and M's. So let's start first with the L's. That's link and lead. First, if you want to be a great technology executive, and Iceman, if you're out there looking for your next opportunity, what you want to focus on is this. Be able to demonstrate how you have worked closely with your business counterparts to develop an intimate understanding of what their immediate short-term and long-term business goals are. So understand what their goals are and then link the IT strategy and planning that you're developing to the directions and the needs and the vision of the companies. That's what CFOs, CEOs, business line executives are looking for. Help me, Iceman, link together what I'm trying to accomplish from a business perspective, show me how the technology can support that.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
With your background, Jim, is there anything that you would add to that?
Well, it's sort of kind of weird to say. I guess you should always be in interview mode is what I would say. Look for different projects and different things you can do on the job so that it looks good on your resume later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always think about your personal brand. Say, I'm going to do this project or this thing for whosoever will send me an email in the company, and I will do my best so that they will think that, wow, Jim Stroud is really doing a good job. When I think of Jim, I'm going to think about all the great work he's done. So
yep.
That's a powerful brand.
That is a powerful brand. And the other, what's also implicit in what you said is, wow, you know, Jim has really helped me solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they'll think about you, that, yeah, they understand my needs versus just, that's an IT person who's trying to give me some, IT answer, but they don't understand my business needs.
Right. So tell me about the M's again.
Well, that was the first L. The second
first L,
kind of once you're able to do the linking, Jim, then and you develop their trust and your own brand, as you said, then what you need to be able to effectively do and demonstrate is lead business executives then in making informed choices around the IT investments that they need, and then continue to communicate them communicate with them effectively and frequently with these key business decision makers and stakeholders. And when you're communicating with them, boy, it's so important to exude that confidence.
Sure.
So that they're going to believe in you, and not only them, but that these cross-organizational teams that you typically work with will follow you and believe in your direction as well.
Yep. Yep. It's important to always get appearance that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. it is. And being able to demonstrate that, which really brings us to the M's, and the M's are manage and measure.
Okay.
One thing you just jumped to, and I'll give it first, is the measurement part, is not only give that, you know, persona that I know what I'm talking about, but also be able to measure it. How can you, Iceman, and anybody else that's a senior IT leader, how can you systematically measure that your IT performance and the value that you're contributing, that you're providing, is contributing to these desired business outcomes that you've talked about early on when you were trying to link early on with the objectives of the business?
Mm-hmm. Got to show them what they're getting for their money.
Exactly. Do you see that a lot as well in terms of what people are requiring of senior executives, or just actually across all levels?
I see it in every company I've ever worked for. People want to know what they're getting for their money. They're paying X amount of dollars, especially if you have a certain reputation. They want to make sure that they're getting their money's worth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they are. And you know, that's okay. They should be demanding that of any executive,
sure.
IT or other.
Sure.
And the final M that we have here is that as a technology executive, you've got to be able to effectively manage not only internal resources, but also external resources. And those resources can be employees, vendors, people you have outsourcing relationships with, the infrastructure, your applications, your data, your knowledge, just
yep.
all of it. And how can you mentor and empower others to perform at high levels? That's another key requirement that senior executives are looking for in their IT senior executives.
Definitely. I think what I hear in that is that you have to have strong communication skills.
You know you do. And those help, again, managing from the 360 perspective, not only the people that you report to, but your peers in the business world, and then the teams that you're trying to help be successful.
Sandy, I do appreciate your time here in the lounge. You were just as sweet as the ice cream. Please don't be a stranger. Come back and see us again sometime soon.
Oh, Jim, thank you very much. And Iceman, if you have any specific questions, feel free to reach out to me.
How can people reach out to you? Is there a website you can point them to? Or
I do, actually. I would likely point people to my blog, which is at sandyschwan.typepad.com. And that is, very quickly, I can spell that. That's SandySchwan. typepad.com, and I'm happy to help people out in any way they need.
And I will also put a link to your blog from this blog post, so that people can link to it that way as well.
Thank you, Jim.
No problem, Sandy. Once again, thank you for your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Radio, radio, radio talent.
Innovative audio on demand.